March 22, 1927. How one who lives in the divine will lives in the echo of the voice of Jesus. Effects of the rising of the sun of the divine will in the soul. Continuing in my usual state, I was following the divine will in the creation. Am going from one created thing to another. I called my sweet life, dear Jesus, to come together with me to follow the acts of His will in all created things. But, since He was not coming, I felt the nail of His privation piercing me through. And in my sorrow I said to Him, "My Jesus, I don't know what to do in order to find You. I have You called by Your justice in the sea, by Your power in its roaring waves, and You do not listen to me. I have You called by Your light in the sun, by the intensity of its heat that symbolizes Your love, and You do not come. I have You called by Your immensity, by all of Your works in the vastness of the vault of the heavens, and it seems it is not for You. But, tell me at least, what should I do to find You? If I do not find You, in Your own will, in the midst of Your works, which are Your expanses, where can I find my life?" But while I was pouring out my sorrow, He moved within me, saying to me, "How beautiful is my daughter! How beautiful it is to see your littleness as though lost within my will, searching for me in the midst of my works, and not finding me. And I, my Jesus, you make me die. Tell me, where do you hide?" "And Jesus, I hide within you. And besides, if you hear the voice of someone, by hearing his voice you can say that he is already near you. Now, my will is the echo of my voice. If you are in it and go around through all the works of my fiat, you are already in the echo of my voice. And since you are in it, I am near you or inside of you, giving you, with my breath, the flight to go around up to where my voice reaches, and up to where my fiat extends." Surprised, I said, "My love, so, your voice becomes very, very long and very, very wide, because there is not one point in which your will is not present." And Jesus added, "Indeed, my daughter, there is no will, nor is there voice, without the person who emits it. Just as my will is everywhere, so there is not one point that my voice does not reach, bringing my fiat to all things. Therefore, if you are in my will, in the midst of its works, you can be more than certain that your Jesus is with you." After this, I was thinking about the great good that the divine will brings to us. And while I was all immersed in it, my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, when the sun rises, it dispels the darkness and makes the light arise. It changes the humidity of the night, with which the plants have been invested, in a way that they lie there, oppressed, torpid and melancholic. But as the sun rises, it turns that humidity into pearls, pearling everything, plants, flowers, and over all nature its silvery aura brings back gaiety and beauty, taking away the torpor of the night. And with the enchantment of its light, it seems to take all nature by the hand, in order to vivify it, embellish it, and give it life. The sea, the rivers, the springs, strike fear during nighttime, but as the sun rises, the sun's rays dispel the fear, and investing them down to the bottom, it forms in them a golden and silvery bed, it crystallizes the waters, and forms in them the most beautiful enchantment. So, all nature rises again by means of the sun. If it were not for the sun, it could be called a work without life. My will is more than sun. As it rises in the soul, it clothes her with light. All of her acts are pearled with divine light, in such a way that they convert into more than most refulgent diamonds and precious ornaments. Before the sun of my will rises, they are like night dew, that oppresses the plants and gives them no tint of beauty. But with the rising of the sun, that dew forms the most beautiful ornament for all plants, and gives to each one of them its tint of beauty, and makes the variety and the vividness of their colors stand out. In the same way, as my will rises, all the human acts become invested with light, they take their place of honor in my will. Each one of them receives its special tint of beauty and the vividness of the divine colors, in such a way that the soul becomes transfigured and enveloped with an indescribable beauty. As the sun of my will rises, it puts to flight all the evils of the soul. It takes away the torpor that passions have produced. Even more, before the light of the divine fiat, passions themselves lap up that light and aspire to convert into virtues, to pay homage to my eternal will. As it rises, everything is gaiety, and even the pains that, like seas at nighttime, strike fear in the poor creatures, if my will rises, it puts to flight the night of the human will, and taking every fear away, it forms its golden bed in those pains, and with its light, it invests the bitter waters of the pains, and it crystallizes them into a sea of sweetness, in such a way as to form an enchanting and admirable horizon. What can my will not do? It can do everything, and it can give everything. And wherever it rises, it does things worthy of our creative hands.